Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Coffee Talk with B. I'm B. Hi, how are you guys? I hope you guys are having a wonderful January. We are actually in the middle of January already. Feels like time is going by so fast. And today I wanted to talk about Depression Mondays. For some reason, there is this thing called Monday depression. And I was watching the news yesterday, and they said that yesterday was the most depressing day of the year for a lot of people. And it made me wonder, is that true? Is that really true? Like, are Mondays that depressing? Is that really a thing? And the news reporter was saying that a lot of people feel depressed yesterday, or yesterday was the most depressing day of the year because of the gloomy weather, because of Christmas debt, because of the lack of New Year's resolution, and things like that. So it made me wonder, like, wow, people really get in their feels over Christmas debt and not accomplishing your New Year's resolution, but it's only like the second week of January, third week of January, so you have still 11 months to accomplish whatever goals you have set up for yourself for the year 2024. So, if you guys listened to my previous podcast, I was talking about my vision for 2024, which include since I am a college student, I'm obtaining my bachelor's in sociology. My plans are to stay on top of my assignments, turn them in earlier if possible, read ahead of time because I am also pregnant and I'm gonna have my baby next month, actually. I believe I'm gonna have her the week of Valentine's because I am gonna have a scheduled C-section and they usually do it a week before I turn 40 weeks. So that will be the week of Valentine's. So I'm preparing myself to have a very challenging semester. I'm going to have three classes. So I'm trying to stay vigilant now and motivated because that is the biggest challenge when you're in college is staying motivated, staying on top of your assignments, being on time, being a participant in your classes. So this semester it's a little bit different. It's going to be hybrid. So I'm going to go half time to the campus and half time online. That's also going to be a challenge because like I'm pregnant, but since I am pregnant, the professors will work with me regarding the time I won't be able to go to campus, which will be I believe I could just do 2 weeks because the week of when I'm having my child, and then a week of recovery after my C-section. So, my plan is just to have 2 weeks of not going to campus and then continuing on online, not fall back. So, it's challenging, but it can be done. I also had my son during winter semester, and I passed all my classes and I was able to graduate on time. So, I know I could do it. I just got to push myself. So that's one of my main goals this year. And then also another goal of mine is really, really focusing on my little store, my little Botanica, trying to sell my spiritual soaps and manifesting candles online, which I'm having a very difficult time. I don't know how other small businesses can sell online, or I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they go viral on TikTok or Instagram, or I don't know how they do it. But if anybody out there has any tips for me of how to make your e-commerce store successful, let me know because most of my sales are in person, usually through a friend or relative, or when I go to the pop-up markets that I'm unfortunately not able to go to right now because of my pregnancy. So I will have to wait until I have my baby and then wait a little bit. And then I could be able to return back to doing pop-ups. That is one of my other goals for this year, going back to the markets, networking, building new customers, and yeah, building my brand, So that's another goal of mine. And then, yeah, being at home, being the best stay-at-home mom, wifey as possible. I haven't been home in a long time, actually. The last time I was home for about, I think, 2 years, a little bit less than 2 years, but I was home for a minute because I had just lost my mom to lung cancer in around November of 2015. So I needed some time. I really couldn't work that well. However, I did go to work because I did have bills to pay, but I wasn't able to maintain a job because the lack of focus. I really couldn't explain it, but I just really couldn't focus. So I only worked temporarily, like for 5 or 6 months, and then I just took time off. And then I was also in a very toxic relationship with someone, and that was horrible, horrible times for myself. And ultimately, all of that accumulated and made me go into like maybe had a nervous breakdown. After my nervous breakdown, unfortunately, the courts didn't see me fit to take care of my daughter, so I lost custody of my daughter temporarily. So I had to fight back to get her. And during that time of me fighting back to get custody of her, I went into therapy and counseling and anger management classes, parenting classes, rehab. I did go to rehab. So I did all of that. So that was about 9 months of fighting the courts to get my daughter back. So in those 9 months, I wasn't really able to work. My full-time work was visiting my daughters twice a week and then going to my classes, going to my counseling, going to therapy, going to my anger management classes, my parenting classes. That was my full-time job. So I took that time to just really work on myself. And then finally, when my daughter, I got custody of my daughter, finally found a part-time job. I also went back to school. So I did that for a minute, but only for maybe a few months I had the job because my daughter, I really didn't have anyone to help me with her while I was going to work and school. So I chose to take this time off and then just say, you know what, I'm just going to focus on, my daughter's being back home and then my first time being in college, So I focused on that. So my first, let me see, I went back to school in 20, the endings of 2017. And then around 20, the endings of 2018. No, the endings of 2019 is when I started my job. So almost 2 years, I was just taking care of my daughter and going to school. So that was, yeah, that was challenging, but yeah, it was a struggle as well because I didn't even have a car, didn't really have money, but I made it happen. I was very fortunate to be able to keep myself afloat. My little hustles on the side, getting a roommate, selling little things online, OfferUp is a great way to make extra cash when you don't want things around your home. Cleaning my friends' little houses, I would do that. So I managed and I made it happen, So never, never give up, And that's basically my point of today's podcast is never give up on your goals or your ambition or whatever you have planned, because this vision of the path that you want to establish is your vision. And maybe I don't understand it, or maybe others don't around you don't understand it. And it took me a long time to realize that it's okay. It's okay when others don't understand what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to establish, what I'm trying to build, because it is not their journey. It is mine, and I really don't have to explain my journey to people. People just, if they respect it or not, it's really ultimately none of my business. My business is to keep myself motivated and determined and keep myself online to get my goals done because they are my goals, and that's the only purpose I have to get done what my vision is set up for me, So A lot of people take a lot of their time worrying what others may think about you. Oh, well, this person said this, this isn't bad about me. Who cares? It's really none of your business what other people, excuse me, other people's opinions about you are. Because to me, that's just a hater. You know, when someone says, well, this person isn't doing this, well, then what are you doing? You know, if this person is doing this, this, and that, what are you doing? You're just sitting there criticizing a person instead of encouraging people. And that's why people really stick to themselves, or put why people don't have a very strong community or not a very strong connection with others because of that hater mentality, you know? And I really wish we would be able to change that, especially within women. Being a woman is so hard. We are faced with so much diversity and limitations just because we're women in general. And then other women get in our ways too, which is just heartbreaking. And I'm a girl's girl, so I support other women. I don't hate, but it's just other girls just hate, and it's just I wish it wouldn't be like that. Like, just knock it off. Whatever I'm doing, you could do it, or do it 10 times better than me. Like, you know, if you put your mind to it, you could do it. So that's, I'm like, oh gosh, I just wish we weren't like this. Men are not like this, you know, or maybe they're very competitive, sure, but they're not like hating on the side, you know. I don't know if it's society or whatever, but it's just, I hate it. I just fucking hate it. Anyways, also, I know it's also really hard to trust other women, you know. It's having girlfriends is tricky. There's a lot of hormones going around there. There's a lot. You have to be careful what you say sometimes, because they get in their feels. So having a girlfriend is hard. But when you find those people that are like very rare, and you just bond with automatically, like you stick to them, because I have stick to women that are really genuinely 100% there for me and show nothing but love, which is very rare. And out of the hundreds of friends I've had in the 40 something years of my existence, I could say it comes down to three girls right now that I could say they got my back 100%. Other than that, everybody else I think is just fake love. You know, I think they just love me with fakeness. So that's part of girl world right there for all the men that are listening. It's tricky being a woman. Anyways, continuing on. So I just want to encourage everyone to continue on with their path, whatever that may be. If it's starting a new business, go for it. If it's going back to school, go for it. If it's becoming a stay-at-home mom, go for it. If it's going back to the office, if it's getting a promotion, if it's AYZ, whatever it is, like, I really encourage it. Pull your full heart into it and just don't get distracted with the bullshit. And a lot of people get distracted with the bullshit. So please don't be one of those people, or else you're gonna turn back at the end of the year and said, I didn't accomplish anything this year because I was caught up in the bullshit. And let me tell you something, the older you get, the less and less people you want to deal with because you're tired. At this point, I'm so tired of hearing people's problems. I'm so tired of hearing complaints. I am so tired of hearing all this negative talk. I am so tired of hearing all about, I can't pay for this. I don't have time for this. I can't do this. I don't have time for any of that negativity around me. I want to see people succeed. I want to see people say, I got this. I'm going to make this happen, because that is very encouraging for someone myself who's also trying their hardest to break not only generational curses but also poverty. So it's hard, and you need people, good people around you with good mentalities, good hearts, and a level headed around you, you know, emotionally strong, because that will help you along the line because, birds of a feather do flock together. So if you're with someone that says, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do that, guess what? It's going to turn around and you're going to start carrying that energy and you're going to start saying, well, I can't do this, well, I can't do that. And that's not the mentality that you want to have. Okay. If you want to be successful in whatever ever venture you want to take upon, So also be careful, be vigilant of your circle, who is around you, who's the closest around you. And just, yeah, keep in mind that the older you get, you're not going to have time for this bullshit. You're not going to have time to go hang out with your friends, not even to get a little cup of coffee because you just don't have time for it. You're going to be busy, which is a great thing. I keep myself busy. I'm at home. I'm taking care of my toddler, my 11-year-old, and my man and my pet. I'm also on social media building content, trying to, like I said, build this business and start selling online, which is hard. And that keeps me busy all day. I challenge myself to read a book a month, which that's becoming a challenge. I think I'm going to do one book to read every in 2 months because I need more time to enjoy it, So things like that, just keep moving. Just keep moving. Even if something was a flop, like count it as take it as an L and just keep moving forward, So that's basically what today's podcast is about, keeping you guys motivated, keeping you guys vigilant, and just yeah, be careful with the people around you. You don't want to carry any of that negative energy, girl. You got so much going for you. Like you gotta keep going, And I say this to myself every single day too, because some I don't have a social life, to be honest. I don't. I'm mostly at home. I pay rent here, so I'm gonna utilize every single dollar that I paid into rent, and all my stuff is here. My car's outside. Other than that, all my stuff is here. Everything I need is here. My food's here. My kids are here. My pets are here. My TV's here. My Wi-Fi's here. No one's bothering me. No one's bothering me. I'm not bothering anybody. I want to take a nap. I go ahead, lay on my couch, go to my bed, play with my kids, play with my cat, play with my dog. Everything's home. There's really no reason to go outside for me, other than dropping off kids. Picking up kids, going to grocery stores, going to school. Other than that, like, there's no reason for me to go out there. Even if I want to go out with my kids, like, it has to be like for 2 hours because my kids want to come home after 2 hours. They will go to Universal. I had to actually cancel the Universal Studios pass, season pass that I got them because we were really not going. We weren't going. And then when we were able to go to Universal, like max was 4 hours, we would be there. And then after 4 hours, they're like, yeah, we kind of want to go home. Did we get on everything at Universal? No. I still didn't get on the Mummy's ride. We still didn't get on Mario World. Like, yeah, there's still so many rides that we didn't have a chance to get on. And then now we don't have the passes. I'm like, it's okay. I mean, we're gonna get new passes somewhere else. But we have to really make sure that we're going to have time to go. And then when we are there, we're actually going to stay there. Because, like, I'm telling you, like, 4 hours later, like, everybody's running. I'm come on, I went hungry. I'm tired. All this walking. They just want to go home already. When we go out, even if we go to a friend's house, my kids are like, can we go home? Like, I know on the dot, 4 hours is the max. Then my kids just want to come home already. They want to come play with their toys or their electronics. They want to watch their TV. They want to snack. They want to get in their comfy clothes. Like, they don't want to do much of anything else. So yeah, I'm building little homebodies too. Especially, listen, with COVID in the rise right now and all the stuff that's going on health-wise, I think being at home is the safest option, especially since I'm pregnant and almost due. And then I have a little toddler. And then I have school-age children, like, for me. And then my husband is diabetic. So, yeah, I think about all that stuff before I'm like, okay, let's go here, let's go there, And also, I'm just like, ugh, I just want to stay home. I don't care. I'm too old to be out there. You get tired of driving. You get tired of people. You get tired of how crowded everything is. You know, you do get tired. So if you're a stay-at-home homebody like myself, don't feel guilty. Don't feel like, oh my God, I'm missing out. You're really not missing out. So yeah, just take it easy. Okay, y'all. So that was for today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Again, stay productive, stay positive, and I hope that I helped you guys today is to say to restart. If you got to restart your resolutions or rearrange your goals or say, okay, let's be more realistic. I'm gonna have to adjust my goals to this and that. Go ahead and do that. I use vision boards. I do a lot of writing, a lot of journaling. I do a lot of manifesting. I do a lot of those things spiritually. So if you guys need to do that too, I go ahead and encourage that as well. And with that being said, I hope I get to hear from you guys, or I hope you guys get to join me next week. I will be back with another episode. And until then, you guys stay safe. Bye.